Welcome to Thought Arcade. Tonight you will hear tales told by the Pumpkin King and his crew.
I have the smallest mouth hole in this mask.
Mine just has like a black mesh over everything. And it smells like it's like the like day old rubber that was just shoved into like plastic PVC and then like left to rot in the sun for a couple weeks. That's
Oh
what this
God.
mask smells like.
What do you ever wear it other than Halloween?
Sometimes Val asks me. I
Oh
put it on.
gosh.
Oh wow. Okay, so
Okay.
complete turn. Yes, you see correctly. I am not wearing a mask because I will, as lazy, I will be 100% honest for those of you watching.
Because he's scary enough already.
That's what it is.
Ah! Yeah, oh, dude, I'm like so warm already.
So as they're taking it off, today, yesterday, what are we saying? It was Halloween. Halloween just passed. Halloween was right. Everybody's favorite holiday. Everybody's day to get scary, spooky. Someone said something super funny. It's like Halloween is the one holiday where you can actually like wear a mask to hide who you are.
To hide you.
Like to get if you're trying to get real spiritual and real like mentally weird with it, but yeah, Halloween just passed, so
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about some traditions.
we hope you had a good one, guys.
Hope y'all didn't find any razor blades in your apples and Madden 21 disc in your trick or treat bags. So, we hope they all didn't find any of those.
Yeah, I wonder how it was for everyone, like how different it was for people and their kids and stuff. So, like,
So
totally get at us and let us know how you did Halloween this time.
Funny thing, I actually have one of my friends. He's living out in Georgia right now with his cousins, and he took them trick or treating. And he was like, essentially, it's still kind of the same. The only difference is like some people wear masks, some people don't, but everybody still went about their own business. Here in Texas, also, people don't seem to be wearing masks. A lot of people were trick or treating still. And some people would say that they didn't see a mask in sight. So, and that was always a big question, is that is Halloween canceled, with COVID?
Yeah, that's
And I
true.
think that is like the best response is that no.
No.
People still went about their business and kind of still went, which kind of added and created a little normalcy, but it still made it look like no one really cared about the pandemic. I don't know. It was just shaky, I guess.
Yeah, it made it feel a little bit normal for us. I know there's a bunch of like kids and stuff at our apartment, but we didn't get that many trick-or-treaters.
Really?
We had four.
Oh man.
Yeah, but we knew that there were some people having like Halloween parties and stuff. And we saw a few people dressed up. Me and Val, we sat on our patio and we played spooky music and stuff like that, and we watched TV. We set up her laptop and then we like sat outside.
Nice.
Because it was a really nice night too, like just overall.
Dude, it was.
Yeah,
Yeah, it
weather
was a
was
nice
on
night to be
point.
outside, and we were like right in front of the dog park, so we saw some people we knew, chatted with them and stuff like that. But yeah, we only had like four or five trick or treaters. I know whenever we were living with Daniel last year, we had a bunch of people who lived in like an actual neighborhood
Yeah, finally, after years of the
of
apartment
the
life
apartment
where
life. Yeah.
like two people, like, and it was just like two little kids barely throughout the whole night. Yeah, it was totally, I didn't have any of the trick or treat experience actually, because I went to Corpus, and first it was on Friday that we celebrated my nephew Johnny's 11th birthday. Dude is 11 already, which is crazy, but yeah, and we watched Halloween, and I didn't know they made a new one in 2018.
Yeah, they made a like it's not like a remix, but it's like
It's the
it kind
same,
of
it's like a continuation of the story, which is crazy, right? So watch that one. That was pretty cool, and then Halloween Day, I'm chilling out with Emily's dad, my father-in-law, and we're out on his patio, and I see a dolphin like out in Corpus Christi like bay for like the first time ever since, and I've been there for, you know, I've been born in Corpus. I did not know we got dolphins out there. So
there's a couple pods out there, but were the dolphins wearing masks?
No, they were not. They absolutely were not.
They probably weren't 6 feet either.
It was, yeah, they were definitely not 6 feet. It was crazy though. I was like, so I see that first thing in the morning, and then later on we meet up with my mother-in-law, and we go out on a boat like for pretty much the entire day. And we didn't do like any trick-or-treating or anything like that. Like
Halloween stuff.
Yeah, we were just like, all right, we're skipping this year basically. But we pulled up boatside like drive through for Snoopy's fish and chips and ice cream. Oh, it was so good. And we were like swimming along, or we were driving alongside other dolphins there, like awesome. In the water. Crazy. I had a dolphin filled Halloween. weirdest Halloween ever.
I mean, like, why else? Like, what other type of holiday would you even want?
I know.
With dolphins.
It's just a crazy, crazy holiday for me.
Chris, you live in a college town. You live basically at Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any cool college parties or anything did you go to?
No. And not that I there were a few, but I didn't go to any. My little brother actually didn't even go to any. Him and his girl came over here and they carved pumpkins, and I just played video games, and there's a fight, a UFC fight, so we just watched that. That's pretty much all we did. We did not have trick-or-treaters because we forgot candy, and also we turned off all the lights.
Wow.
Not anybody here. So we kind of did that. We thought it would be funny, or we thought it'd be fun to like actually go get candy and then like give them to trick-or-treaters. So then we got candy and then turned on all the lights again so people think we're here. But then we ended up turning them back off and then eating all the candy.
Oh my God.
It's a huge ordeal. We just ate a whole bunch of candy ourselves. But it was nice and relaxing. For Halloween, it was kind of calm, which I was surprised.
Yeah.
It was. And I think that's due in part to COVID and people being lame, because I feel like Halloween sort of dwindled in its status.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like my favorite thing, like so Val worked an overnight shift on Friday. So the night before, like Thursday night, just like to help her stay up and sleep during the day and work at night, we watched The Witch. And I didn't know it was an A24 film.
Oh, that's the witch with like the two, like,
yeah,
the weird W. Yeah.
And it has the girl that is the main girl from Glass, the movie Glass.
Oh, right.
She's like Anne Taylor or something. But it was actually really good. I've been wanting to watch it like forever, and I finally got around to it. It was really good. So we got like popcorn and stuff like that. And we watched that Thursday night, and then Friday she worked. So coming into Saturday, she like took a nap, but like I watched like all of these like Halloween documentaries.
Nice.
Like nerding out, because like peak History Channel, when it was like at its zenith in like 2004, produced a one episode thing of like each holiday throughout the year, and they did the Haunted History of Halloween. And it's like the greatest, like PG, you'd watch this in your elementary class, like explaining the history of Halloween.
Nice.
So we did that. And then of course, tonight we're going to watch Charlie Brown, The Great Pumpkin.
Oh, The Great Pumpkin, man.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yo, so speaking to that point where, so you're saying that Halloween is kind of dwindled. And we watched Halloween 2018. And there's like a low key statement in that movie, right? I'm not gonna like, I mean, it's been 2018, right? So it's not like major spoilers or anything. But Jamie Lee Curtis's character is older, like it's still part of the same timeline. She has this like bunker basically in her house. She's been preparing like for this whole showdown with Michael Myers for years now. She's got shotguns, she's got rifles, she's got like barricades. Her house is like doomsday proof, right? This thing is ready to go. And she raised her daughter to be like her, to like prepare for the worst, that Michael Myers is going to come get her for years and years and years, right? So she's kind of got this resentment towards her, and she, and this is Halloween day, and she's already, her daughter is already wearing a Christmas sweater. Like, she is, and it's, get this, dude.
No.
I know. So we're like, what the heck, dude? She's wearing a Christmas sweater. And we're like, maybe she's so fed up with the whole, like, the whole way that her mom's treated her on Halloween that she's just skipping everything and going straight towards, she's already got her Christmas tree up, like, Halloween night. So there's a moment where she, like, legit, like, turns it around. She's like this victim. She's just upset at her mom, and Michael Myers is in the house, and everything's going crazy. And then she acts like she's not going to be able to do it. She's not going to be able to pull through, the girl with the daughter with the Christmas sweater. But then she's like, I got you. And then she freaking kills Mike, or she shoots Mike Myers. And I was just like, dude, this is like a actual metaphor for Christmas trying to be better than Halloween. Like, Christmas asserting its dominancy. Oh man, it was rough, dude. Major spoilers, but no, not right. Major spoilers at all. It doesn't even end that way.
I'm not like too into that franchise though.
Yeah.
Like, for Halloween, you know, like I know the first three,
mm-hmm.
and then like this remake, but there's like 17 of them, and I'm just like, you like milked this, and like John Carpenter came out a long time ago saying like, yeah, they milked it for profit, and it's a terrible thing, and it was like a really good idea, but it sucks now.
Yeah, you know,
just like the absolute commercialization of a property.
Yeah, the yeah. I couldn't like what stand Disney it.
Does with everything.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, for like, real.
Whoever owns the Michael Myers thing is what they did to them.
There was so many times where I was just like, "You could have killed him there. You could have killed him there. You could have killed him." And it just to, you know, just because plot, you know, Mike Myers has plot armor. That's why he gets so many movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, my usual Halloween go-tos are, I could never get into Halloween. I don't know why.
Really?
Like the movies itself, not the.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, good. I was about to.
Yeah, Elijah was about to boot you off the stream.
I love Halloween, but I couldn't get into the movies just because, I don't know, I just thought they were boring. But
yeah.
Did you guys ever hear about Halloween Town? Like the Disney movies? Oh, dude. Movies?
Classic, bro.
I've actually never seen Halloween Town. But I didn't have like Disney growing up or anything.
So. My sisters,
yeah, they're a bit older.
My sisters used to like quote the little spell, like the Betty Ma, Betty Gifford, or whatever. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I don't know. She used to do that all the time, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Dude, that was my jam. I would watch all of them on Halloween. Mm-hmm. I didn't this year.
Hocus
but...
Pocus is a good one.
Oh, yes, dude.
Hocus Pocus is another. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Never yeah, Elijah hadn't seen it for a little while, and a few Halloweens back, we were like, "Dude, let's just dive in." You know, it's not like it's there's a lot of nostalgia in it too, and
yeah.
But
I think that's
still
the main reason why it has a cult following is because of that nostalgia.
But it's like a classic. It's just down to the root Halloween type of movie, and we recently watched it. I guess we rewatched it earlier this month.
We watched it, for the. Like the day after we had our wedding or something like that, we came to visit y'all and we watched Hocus Pocus.
We just watched
Hocus
Pocus.
Val hadn't seen it.
That's like a post wedding Hocus Pocus. That's tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Emily, she watched Nightmare Before Christmas, which, you know, there's always a debate. Is it a Halloween movie? Is it a Christmas movie?
Both.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's both.
Tim Burton, who produced the film, he didn't actually direct it or write it, or he produced it.
Mm hmm.
I think it's a big misconception by people.
Right.
Because it does say Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and stated that it's a Halloween movie.
Fact check true, dude. Fact check true.
So that's my stance on it. I think it's a Halloween movie. I don't ever want to like watch it for Christmas.
Oh, I do. I will watch it 5 times on Halloween, and then
there's only one good Christmas song on there, and that's the What's This,
yeah, for sure.
Which Fall Out Boy did a really good cover of whenever they did like, the whole covers of the album, and Fall Out Boy did a really good cover of it, and that's like the only one that I would like listen to during Christmas, but everything else is strictly Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but it has that part where he's trying to like be like Christmas, and I think this goes a little bit into the whole like Jamie Lee Curtis and Halloween thing, like his Christmas superior to Halloween. is that since it's a Halloween, like, since Tim Burton stated it was a Halloween movie, he, in the movie, Jack is trying so hard to be like Christmas, which now that, like, I think about it, he's, it's almost like he wants to be at that level. I don't know. It's just a, it's just, I love that movie, watching it both on Halloween and Christmas.
That's a good little deep dive into it, though.
It's like a nod towards Halloween so that it can compete, like, on level with Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, further
Where's that Thanksgiving love, dude?
Man, nobody does.
Like, we're not done with Thanksgiving love. We're not done with, like, autumn celebrations and stuff. And, like, Thanksgiving is, like, huge in my family.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was telling Val today, I was like, we went out shopping and stuff, and there was, you know, already all this Christmas, like, Target already has Christmas stuff up, like, the day after. Like, they put all of their Halloween stuff on a single shelf, marked it 50% off. Making way for all this Halloween or Christmas stuff. And I was talking to her, I was like, we still have Thanksgiving, you know, like there's still other, like, significant, like, autumn and fall, like, festivals and holidays and stuff, and we're just completely blatantly ignoring it. Like, nothing is as American as Thanksgiving, you know.
So true. And I think Thanksgiving will finally be legitimized when they finally write a Thanksgiving album. Like, there's no Thanksgiving music at all.
That's so true.
It's just
the only,
like,
thing
completely
is that
neglected.
That Macy's Day Parade, really.
But that's a pre-Christmas parade. It's not even a.
It doesn't end with Santa coming.
Like, a lot of the floats have Christmas songs playing, and, you know, it's like, it's a pre-Christmas parade. It's not
They're
even
all
a Thanksgiving.
Up in, like, Santa hats.
Yeah.
I hate the
Macy's parade just because of that.
You can wear peacoats if it's cold, not a Santa costume.
Yeah.
In the middle of November.
Yeah. Even on the day of Thanksgiving, they just completely want to skip. It's okay, pre-Christmas. Let's go. Anywho.
Walmart's already started Black Friday deals.
Jeez.
They're starting 11/4, and they're going through Black Friday.
I wonder how Black Friday is going to be with the pandemic now, too.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like for the states that, like, didn't really, like, Florida, it'll probably still happen. I feel like it's going to be a good time for it to kind of, there'll be, like, an uptick in cases with this.
They might, yeah.
But I just want, I don't know. It's always a question. Like,
I don't, I think it's like,
impact this.
It's like, I've never. Like, the only serious Christmas shopping is me and my brother would go one day and we would get all the stuff we can at a mall, which malls are dead. And then everything, like, literally, it'd probably be like 50%. And then literally everything else, we would divide up our Amazon duties or whatever. Like, I mean, never, like, I didn't even go to Target. I just ordered everything on Target online. And Target does 2-day shipping too. Walmart does 2-day shipping. They do that for free.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, you don't have to pay for a Prime membership or any of that stuff. They just do 2-day shipping for free.
That's true. And if you're saying it's starting so early already, I mean, maybe that's to compensate. So, you know, they have, like, capacity constrictions and stuff, or restrictions and stuff like that. And it's just like, might as well start it off early. I guess that's how we're going to get through it.
Yeah.
Everything's online.
Yeah.
Amazon at Target.
I mean, like, everything's online. You know, if you do it early enough, like, you're gonna get it in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you'll be fine. But that's too much Christmas for a Halloween pass.
So we need, like, a Halloween movie where, like, Thanksgiving battles Christmas. I think that would be dope.
Like a giant man turkey. This sounds like a really good, like. Like, bad movie.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Like a mad scientist creates, like, a man turkey, like a werewolf.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
but at
the
side of, like, candy corn or, like, a pumpkin pie, he turns into a turkey man.
No. So on Halloween night, the sight of Christmas lights changes him into turkey man.
There we go. Turk man.
And then he just goes on a murderous rampage.
I like it.
Just to take back Thanksgiving, dude. Like, don't skip me, dude. Don't skip
like
over
it.
Halloween, dude. We need that, man. Like, just it sounds so good.
He'll pull a Batman. He's not the hero we want, but he's the hero we need.
Yes. Yeah. And we, hey, it could be claymation too, like a nod towards Nightmare Before Christmas.
There we go.
Like, dude, it could, we can make that happen, dude.
I'll contact Warner Media.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll get this thing on.
Yeah, they're watching.
Fired everybody, so there's room for us.
Yeah, that's true. No, they're watching. I'll probably get an email here in just a minute.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's so true.
Just kidding.
Did you guys have any like traditions growing up, whatever, for like Halloween?
So like, I never did.
Aside from like trick or treating, like, did you guys ever like, were there anything specific that happened like within your neighborhood or anything?
Elijah was kind of sheltered. He is not participant in Halloween, so that's why he goes off nowadays, man.
It's very true. That's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it. We did like the whole like fall festival thing, you know? But like we still like handed out candy and stuff, but like I never got to do anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's sacrilege. But when you do like research and stuff, like I watched a bunch of stuff and read a bunch of stuff throughout the years and like how much like Christian influence is actually inside of Halloween and like Christian traditions and stuff made it toward more about the dead and stuff like that, like the more spookier aspects about Halloween, right? Rather than, because a lot of you can kind of trace it to like the Celts from Ireland, and they had a night where, you know, they'd harvest their fields and stuff, but they had a night where like, you know, like, okay, like some spirits are going to come through because the whole spirit realm or whatever is like really thin, and it was a precursor to October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Christianity comes in, you have stuff we can make it about spirits, but let's make it about like the dead that passed away this year, and like this is a good time to honor them because everything's dying,
right?
You know, yeah. like the world around you is dying, you know. And so they had that sort of influence, like trick or treating is because in the late medieval, early modern period, was kids would go around on All Hallows evening, a precursor to All Saints Day, which is today.
Mm-hmm.
They would offer up like, hey, we'll say prayers to your loved ones in purgatory or something like that.
Yeah.
If you give us a little reward, and that reward would be like a little cake or pastry that had like some raisins in it or something. And so they'd go door to door doing that. And that's like a precursor to trick or treating. So there actually is a lot more sort of like Christian influences as compared to like pagan influences. And of course, for thousands of years, it gets muddled. You know, we don't really know specifically what's for what, but there's something that we can stick out.
True, true. I'm mentioning Dia de los Muertos is mm-hmm. happening now. And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I went trick or treating quite often. I even went to the mall sometimes where it was like popping. Like you could go over to stores and
like
get trunk candy.
Or treat and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
I remember just getting a crap ton of candy and not eating all of it. I don't know what happened to the rest of it.
How suspicious.
How suspicious, yeah. I don't know what happened to it. To
this day. Ghosted you.
It's that that parent tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seen that that Jimmy Kimmel where he makes the parents like act like they ate all the candy and get their reactions and stuff.
Oh man.
Dude, there's one where they're all like crying and then the last one, like the parents tell the kids and the one kid and the kid just looks at him, he's shocked, but then he goes, "That's okay."
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like
that restores your faith in humanity to the, like the 30 prior that were all just like
yeah
being complete jerks.
And then I
remember seeing one where like the girl's crying and she's like, "That's, you know, as long as you enjoyed it, mommy,
as long as you're happy, next time how about we share candy?" Like, dude, adorable kids, man.
Yeah.
So with Halloween, the biggest thing that pops up is always those like haunted houses.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, this was in good old Lockhart, Texas. Everybody would love to make their own haunted houses in garages.
Nice.
Nice, dude.
And so every year before we would go trick or treating, a few of my friends would get together and like we would skate around the town. So it was easy to get by like on a skateboard. So we would just skate around, go to different like neighborhoods and go and just try out their different haunted houses. Sick, one in particular that I remember, it was like four of us, and the two of my friends, they go in first. You can hear them screaming like this is, and we already knew like this was the scariest haunted house of them all. but they, you know, they were strong enough to go in, and then me and my other friend were like, nope, you cannot get us to go in there. Mm-hmm. And then our other friends get out, and they're like, y'all, of course they're calling us out, y'all are a bunch of chicken, y'all are wimps. So we go in there. Legit 2 seconds in, I guess one of the guys that was in that haunted house jumps from outside of a blanket or behind a blanket and scares the living daylights out of us.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, my friend that went in at the same time with me doesn't say anything, turns around and hauls.
Yeah.
Oh, he's down the neighborhood. He's at like the elementary school hiding. I was nearby, dude. That would probably be some of my like most favorite moments, just being able to like experience that kind of things and like making their own like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, all these holidays are like a time for people to unleash their creativeness.
Yeah.
And I think this is the one thing that I truly enjoyed and kind of wish I could go back and wish I was a child again, just to have like older people. And like one day I would hope that like I'm able to do the same thing, just create my own haunted house.
It's like your torment people free card, like for the day.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool, dude.
So that was always
fun. I remember a haunted house. Like the only like true haunted house I went to was with Daniel.
Yeah.
And this is like when we were in middle school. And his mom dropped us off. And I guess she like waited outside or something like that, 'cause she didn't want to go in. Mm-hmm. And we go in there, and it was super, super scary. Like they have like a little like girl like that looks like the Ring, and she like pops out of the TV.
And that's the first like, thing, dude. That was the first thing.
First thing that like we go into this room to like read like don't touch our scary people or whatever.
And then the TV goes.
Like, yeah, and like as she's explaining it and like going over the rules for the house, like the Ring girl just pops up.
That's a great way to start for sure.
Yeah, and we go through the hallway and stuff, and you're like going down like different storyboards or something. Like each room had like a specific theme.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end was like, it's pitch black. And there's like these little bitty light holes of like, and it's, you're basically in like a room, like a meat room or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. No.
And there's a guy with like a chainsaw
mm-hmm.
at the very end, like running around, and you got to get out.
So while we're in line to get into this thing, you see the exit, and it's just you know, it's just a tarp that's open mm-hmm. in the middle, and we would just be waiting for our turn, and all of a sudden you just see a bunch of people running out screaming, and that's our intro to the haunted house. And sure enough, like there's this chainsaw guy, and he chases you out at the end, and it was
that comes in South
Carolina.
Go ahead.
When I was in South Carolina, there's a thing called Boone Plantation just outside, and it's still a working plantation, and we're out there. But on Halloween, for like, I think 10 days or something like that, they set up like a cornfield maze.
We
went there 1 year, and it have just one. It had 3 haunted houses.
Dang.
So it had like a kind of like one for kids or whatever, and then they had like a zombie one where you do like a zombie maze,
yeah,
and like the zombies are like chasing you and stuff. But then they had like an actual scary house. Mm. Oh, it was so bad.
God. So have you guys tried House of Torment?
No, we've been wanting to.
I know. Okay. Yeah.
Every time, like we end up getting closer and closer to it. And we just haven't gone. And I don't even know if it's open, like if it was open this time.
In Louisiana, it's not House of Torment. It's like 13 Nights or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they were open. And I think what they just did was like, instead of, they just did like 50% capacity, or like they had like longer lines, mm-hmm. you know, like smaller parties type thing.
Yeah.
If if anything, it should be good for like COVID, just because when you go through the maze, they only let so many people go at a time. So yeah, it'd be like perfect 6 feet. But House of Torment is a good one. It basically is three separate haunted houses. Mm-hmm. And they vary from like medical things to like clowns to something else. And I hate clowns, dude. I lost my shit. Sorry. But they do this thing called Dark Stalker. And Dark Stalker, what it is, basically House of Torment, all ages. Dark Stalker, you have to be 18 or older. And what it is they let a group of six people go in. You get one glow stick, and this glow stick is already popped. It's like they popped it, they held it overnight, and then gave it to you. And you have to sign a waiver to the ghouls. They can touch you.
I don't like that.
So I went one year with a bunch of friends, and it was terrifying because we lost the glow stick. I mean me. It was horrible. Yeah. If you guys are listening, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was there. So I lose the glow stick, but you get an opportunity to find glow sticks throughout the maze. So the only way to leave this place, by the way, is if you find the exit.
Yeah.
And it's not like a straight maze. Like they change things up. It sucks.
Oh, wow.
But you can find glow sticks along the path. But the thing is they grease them. They like lube them up.
Ew.
And then they'll put them in like an empty hall to like bait you in. So
yeah, I don't think I could do anything where they're like touching. I think that probably makes me more comfortable to go in if I know they're not going to like mess with me. They're not going to like touch me or anything.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what it was. I enjoyed it. It was so funny, but I see a glow stick in the hallway and I wasn't thinking. I forgot where we were at the time. So I was like, ooh, glow stick. So I'm like walking along the way. I grab it and they pull it off. And I like freaked out and instantly ran the other way.
Dang.
And then at the end of this, we made it to the exit.
Good job.
And in front of like there's the tarp, you know, the tarp, like you said, Daniel, it's like parted in the middle, it's super spooky or whatever.
Yeah.
And to get to that tarp, this clown wielding or this chainsaw wielding clown.
Of course.
Comes out. And I'm ahead of the group and we're all holding on and I'm ahead of the group. Like it's dark outside. My eyes finally adjust. And I'm like, what is that? And I see it's a clown.
Yeah.
And I lose it. I don't even realize I'm holding on to people so tightly. I book it the other way and they didn't know what was going on. So they all got just like whiplash because I'm pulling them.
Oh. It's like a Scooby-Doo episode.
One of them says, what are you doing? What are you doing? And all I could say was clown, clown, clown. And then we finally got out. But
here's a good question here. So Antonio, he's asking if we've ever been to Disney on Halloween. And that reminds me, like a SeaWorld even does like a spooky. We almost went to that. I haven't been to like a spooky theme park.
I would love to. I know we had a coworker who went, and she went to the Six Flags Fiesta Texas one.
Yeah.
I think it was. And she said they had like seven separate haunted houses throughout the park. And it was open like a lot later. And one of my dreams was like to just like to go like to the SeaWorld one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or even to the Six Flags one and like go through all of these like haunted houses.
Yeah.
I know Val's dad and their family went and they completely transform it.
Right. You know? Yeah.
It's so cool.
I've gone to the one at Six Flags and I've gone to the haunted houses there. And what's cool about Six Flags is like some of the water rides, I don't know if they do this now, but some of the water rides, they'll dye red.
Ooh. Whoa, that's tight.
And then they have ghouls that walk around.
Oh, so, yeah.
Like during the day, it'll be some ghouls. And then as it gets darker and darker, they add more.
Yeah.
So it's like super populated. And the thing is like, so cool. Again, the ghouls, they won't touch you, but they'll come up and they'll get to like the back of your neck and you'll just
breathe on you.
Breathing. Ooh. And you know how you like whenever you like, oh, I feel like something is looking at me, you turn around, nothing is there.
Mm-hmm.
This time you're actually right, because when you feel something, you'll turn around and boom, They're just in your face.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But so, no, the to your question, Antonio, I have not been to Disney.
Yeah, I need to go to Disney and also go on Halloween, because that's just bucket list items. So what about movies? So we've already talked about a couple of you know, Charlie Brown, Great Pumpkin, Nightmare Before Christmas, Halloween, The Ring. I mean, The Ring's a really good spooky film.
Yeah.
I know Elijah has like an all-time spooky favorite film.
I do.
That he likes to watch on Halloween.
I do. It's called Grave Encounters. And classic. I'm a big fan of like the lost footage genre. I think it's definitely like convoluted and definitely lost its way. But I love it. I love that genre. I'll watch it all. And the best one I've ever seen was Grave Encounters. It's a story about like it's like ghost hunters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so like this producer for the show, like he got mailed a tape and he plays the tape, and it's this ghost hunting team that are recording their sixth episode of the season. And it goes into like a little bit of the backstory about it. And then it cuts into the film that they find. And it's them like going to this insane asylum, which you're never really quite told where it is.
Right.
Kind of just assuming it's in the East, you know, like New England area, but you're never really told what it is. And it's just cuts of them, and they spend the night in this insane asylum, and it has one of the greatest twists ever. And the best thing about it is like a lot of things will have music, you know, like Halloween has a great music score. Nightmare Before Christmas is a singing film, but, but like an action movie will have music. Lord of the Rings has the best soundtrack ever.
Mm-hmm.
This movie has no soundtrack. And I think it just helps with the immersion of being inside of the film.
Yeah.
And you're like walking down like a pitch black hallway with them, and like they can't see anything, and it's dead silent.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And it helps immerse you, because if they put like some eerie music or something like that, like it would kill it.
You're right.
And so I think the reason why it's so good is it's how immersive it is inside of it. And I think they did it great. And so that's like, I watch it every Halloween, even though I already know about it. I watch it. And then a second one that I also really like, another found footage film, is As Above, So Below.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
It's to me, it's underrated. It's real scary.
For real.
But it has a lot of really good allegories to like things like Dante's Inferno, stuff like that. But yeah, Grave Encounters is, I recommend it 100%.
And I have like a pickle with these films nowadays that are like that heavily rely on the jump scare. Like you're saying, like there's music placed in between, and then when the music cuts, you know it's because there's about to be a loud whatever boom.
Yeah, like the whole Conjuring series and like that whole Marvel Extended Universe BS.
Yeah.
Like that's all they do is just like jump scare stuff. And like half of the ones you can see, the other half are just like forced.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're way forced. And it's not even that you were scared at the imagery or what's happening on screen. Mm-hmm. It's just because you got like the entire ensemble of trumpets just hit you at the same time when it was dead quiet and you weren't expecting it. So it's like, I have a pickle with those things, but I like these films because the imagery gets me. The actual immersion, like you're talking about, gets me. Like, and I like walking away from a scary movie paranoid. Like if I'm paranoid in real life and I'm thinking like, all right, if I turn out all the lights, I'm going to like start thinking there's something there because the movie did that to me, not just because a jump scare did it to me, then it was a good like scary movie to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is going to be odd. This is going to be different. because y'all are always going after like the scary, scary movies. I'm going to bring up a little sentimental movie.
Oh, okay.
Go off of Dios de los Muertos, Coco.
Oh, see, I still haven't seen that movie.
I haven't. I need to see it.
I don't want to have feels right now, man.
I know. I hear it's really good. I need to watch it.
It's good. It kind of goes along with Dios de los Muertos. It's a nice post-Halloween, even on Halloween movie to watch.
Yeah.
It's not scary. It is sad, completely sad. Right. But the theme of it is like Halloween-esque sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like the afterlife and stuff like that.
So I would recommend it. It's good.
I hear another one that's like that is the Book of Life or the
Book of Life is a good one too. Yeah. It's a Dios de los Muertos day on that movie as well.
Yeah.
And then that one has Zoe Saldana plays the lead actress role, and then Channing Tatum
is really
one of the voice actors in that movie.
I need to watch both of those. I'll probably
confused. I know, right. It's not good.
Yeah. But, like, that's why I associated both of them. I was like, either one is which one. I think I know which one's which, but I'll probably end up watching those relatively soon here.
I don't think you'll cry for Book of Life. That one is a nice one. It tugs at the heartstrings.
Yeah. But Coco, everyone tells me, like, you're going to cry.
Like,
yeah.
It's like up. Like, everyone just balls.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
I've seen Marley and Me.
Marley and Me? Oh, geez. Yeah, don't.
My wife has. I think it's like one of her favorite films, and she bawls every time.
Yeah. Daniel, did you cry during Marley and Me?
I don't remember, but I know it was like everyone I talked to about Marley and Me was like, Marley and Me was my favorite movie until the end, and it was my worst movie ever. I hate it. So.
But yeah, Coco is just like that.
Gotcha. Ugh.
Cool.
That's tough to hear. Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch that when I am emotionally hardened. Like, I gotta be strong when I watch that. Yeah. Coco, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, Halloween music too. There's a big like we're saying, Thanksgiving is not getting any love with music, unfortunately.
Like, it's hard to sing about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, outside of that one little vine with that lady singing about greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes
ham, lamb. You know? Yeah, dude. I forgot about that lady.
Like, there's that. You can put that on remix and it's fire for like a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, the Thought Arcade's got a new album coming 2021. It's gonna be Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna sing about pumpkin pies.
Pumpkin gravy.
Mashed potatoes. Is mac and cheese a Thanksgiving dish? Do you call it stuffing or do you call it dressing?
How Elijah brought cream corn into the Thanksgiving game and changed it forever. I mean, dude, there's so much to write about. Yeah. But there's a lot of Halloween jams. I mean, Monster Mash obviously comes to mind.
That's the classic. That's the gold standard.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Because then it evolves to like the Monster Swim, which you found out. And then
wait, what? Hold on.
Yeah. So there's Monster Mash, but then because that was so successful. There's Monster Swim, and it's. I don't ever picture Dracula taking a dip in the pool and going for a nice swim.
Wants to swim.
Like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't picture that. Or like the only thing is, like, when you're a little kid and you're like at the deep end, you always picture like Jaws or like Swamp Thing is at the end, at the deep end. Like, that's the only thing I can picture, you know, not Dracula chilling.
1962 Monster Mash. When did he write the next one?
I think it's like 64.
Jeez. Monster Swim. And there was another one too. I think there was a third one after that. But jeez. Yeah, it's essentially the same song, but it's just swimming instead of mashing potatoes.
Dude, this is Halloween.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack is definitely fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the cover album that they did like X amount of years ago, like that one's good. Like, there's not a bad one on that one.
I don't like the Marilyn Manson cover of This Is Halloween.
That one's creepy. Like, yeah. Marilyn Manson made it creepy.
There are some dark ones that come out every now and then, but I kind of like the uppity, like kind of not like a cheeriness of it, but just like the lighter tone of it when it in the original format.
Yeah.
Thriller.
I was going to say, Chris is into that Thriller, man. And that's
when I was in college, my roommates and I, we were the only ones to throw a Halloween party, and we did it very illegally.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest Halloween party ever at the Citadel. Nice. But we had our roommate, Russ Isom, he bought a pumpkin, right? Wait, what? And it was a motion-censored, like, pumpkin.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But it played Thriller, like, the first, like, 2 minutes of Thriller. And it would, like, every time someone walked in the door or walked past it. And, like, he got that, like, October 2nd. And so, like, by the weekend, I was like, I'm throwing this pumpkin away.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm lighting it on fire, and I'm throwing it away. So, oh like, my I'm, gosh, like, I'm dude. Done with Thriller. Like, dude. It's cool. The music video's 30 minutes long.
It is, yeah. It's played a lot. It's, yeah, it is what it is.
It's the go-to yeah. Halloween song.
It is. Dude.
That and the is it the Michael Myers theme song, the piano? No, it's The Exorcist.
Michael Myers. No, that's Michael Myers. That's Michael Myers.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
We can't actually play it because then we'll get copyright sued.
Yeah, we have to mouth. Okay, so this is Kira on Antonio's account. So Kira, hello, how are you doing?
Hello.
They have Monster Mash Holiday Edition, which is like. Really? Like why did like they do this?
You're mashing like
yeah. What is it about?
So I pulled up the lyrics.
The Monster Mash Holiday Edition.
The monsters celebrate Christmas, dude. Okay, it was.
Oh hey! Again, Nightmare Before Christmas. The ghouls celebrated Christmas.
I know, but they're not supposed to. It was the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a Yuletide hassle.
Oh my.
That's the first line. It's real, I'll be dude. Honest, it's actually real.
The crossover, I could do without the crossover there.
Yeah. Oh man, I had no idea.
Talk about capitalizing on something, on a trend.
Well, like how unethical, you know, to just ditch your original holiday.
Yeah.
Also, instead of doing a crossover, give us Thanksgiving songs.
I know.
That was the perfect opportunity. It's Halloween leading into Thanksgiving. You could easily said the ghouls have cooled down and enjoyed a nice Thanksgiving dinner or something like that.
That suggests that the monsters celebrate all the other holidays too. So let's get a let's get a Thanksgiving song, man.
Who wrote this? Who wrote this holiday mashup?
Boris Johnson.
It's Bobby Pickett.
I'm writing him a letter. I'm writing him an angry letter.
I think he's dead.
He's very dead.
He's very dead. Yeah.
You can address his estate, I guess.
You can go to his cemetery all spooky on Halloween night and curse him or whatever you want.
Where's the Ouija board? Bring out the Ouija board.
Let's do a seance and bring him into this world and just blast him.
Why have you done this?
Next year, that's what we'll do. We'll do a Ouija board thingy, and we'll bring Boris Pickett back
on stream. Dude. Ouija board, dude, has that ever been done?
You know, Ouija boards are they say like 8+ at like you can buy them at Target.
Like if you're 8 years old and older.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What 7 year old is gonna walk into Target by themselves? First off, and then what 7 year old is gonna be like? This is it.
Well, it's like
okay. Well, but what parent with an 8 year old is gonna be like? You know what you need?
A Luigi board.
That's very true. I would definitely question that parent.
Dude, sure. Yeah, that's just.
I'd report him to the PTA.
I've never messed with anything like that. They say it's a gateway
I remember a quote from this guy. He was like, "Yeah, like I don't like." Believe in any of that stuff, but I wouldn't want to around and find out, you know?
Right. That's exactly right. Hey, she's on the stream. Don't you bring that juju into this house. Okay, so we can't. Yeah. Sorry. Elijah, you'll just have to watch. You can't bring the juju into the apartment.
He can, right?
Yeah, we could still nah.
Exactly, you know. But this is my room. It's the man cave.
Yeah, everything else is off limits, but the man cave you can do anything you want, right?
Exactly,
including use the Ouija board.
Luigi's All right, favorite candy, guys. Spit it out.
This is like the debate right now.
Reese's. Yeah.
Reese's. Okay. What kind of Reese's though? There's so many kinds nowadays. Like, are you doing the Reese's King Cup with like the Reese's pieces inside
XL.
The Reese's?
Oh,
are
geez.
You doing a regular Reese's? And what kind of candy are you giving out?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, this is what you do. You buy the big variety pack.
Uh-huh.
You organize all the candy you want, and you give out the ones you don't want.
So, like, that's why there's nothing but Almond Joy and Munds and everything.
That's so true. Right. Because, the best variety pack is the one with the regular Hershey's chocolate, the Reese's, yes. Like a Kit Kat.
It has a Kit Kat, yeah.
But then it has the like Almond Joy knockoff or Munz,
yeah.
And you're like, do I really like? I would love for that fourth option to be like Nerds
and that's
or something.
You go through is right. That fourth option. You go to the Mars thing and you go like M&Ms. You got regular M&Ms, the peanut M&Ms, and then Milk Duds.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
Milk Duds.
Ain't nobody
yeah.
asking for Milk Duds. Mm-mm. You give out Milk Duds, all the other kids are gonna come to your house later and egg it.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah, definitely. Like if you get the typical,
by the way,
like if you get the typical like 90s jerk that like you're walking, you're walking from house to house, just minding your own business. And you're like, hey, give me some of your candy. And you pull out a bunch of Milk Duds. You're good. You know, like
yeah.
Nobody's going to steal your
they
candy.
They will not bully you anymore.
If you got,
they'll just punch you even harder because all you provided as tribute was the Milk.
That's true. That's so true.
Two-edged sword.
Pretty sure it's the latter of those two options.
Did y'all ever get? Because I've heard people get like hot dogs and like apples and stuff.
I wouldn't mind like a candied apple. Like I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Which bobbing for apples dates back to the Roman times.
Whoa.
BT dubs.
Nice.
But like if you got like a candied apple, I guess it'd be okay. I would immediately throw that away.
Hold on real quick. When you say candied apple though, are you expecting them to have it like wrapped? Like they're not giving you, I've never been given a candied apple trick or treating. Like are they just giving it to you and just throwing it in your bag? Like
some
not
people do that.
Yes,
like
I've heard people
like absolute legends, you know.
Yeah, like people actually not even candied apples. That was I forgot the caramel covered apple and stuff like that, but like people yeah. just give fruit to you, like give you like a banana or like a, like an apple, like just a plain old apple. Yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard popcorn, like stuff like that.
Yeah,
I've never
like
had it happen to me.
Caramel corn or whatever.
Yeah.
What neighborhoods did y'all go to?
I
you always hit the rich people.
Oh yeah, that's true. You always gotta hit the rich.
Always people. Go to the rich parts.
You know what's really funny?
Except
is
for
that...
Detroit, you just don't go to Detroit. You get bullets in Detroit.
Jeez. Yeah.
You know what's funny is that when you grow older and you realize the things that you get, you're like the fruit, getting fruit as a kid, you're just like, who's giving me fruit? I don't want fruit. But like if you were to go trick-or-treating as an adult and like get fruit, like I'd be super excited. I'd be
yeah.
super happy.
I saw one video on Facebook where like this guy left out like a bowl of candy and was like, take one or whatever. But if you're 21 or older, like knock.
Yeah.
And so the guy goes, like, they're trick-or-treating as adults, and
yeah.
they're knocking on the door, and the guy goes out and just starts handing them shots, like the little bottles
man.
Of, like, Jose Cuervo and
stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's guy.
I think my favorite candy is Kit Kat. I'm on a Kit Kat binge. Love Kit Kat.
Dude, yeah. Break me
so,
off a piece of that.
Exactly. Like, I love Kit Kat. And, like, what we gave out this year was – it was the variety pack of Hershey, Kit Kat, and Reese's, and the packaging was black,
mm-hmm.
and it's glow in the dark.
Oh, okay. They're stepping up the game then. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And they just did those three. Like, there wasn't any of that fourth, like, leftover, like, quad tertiary BS.
Give us
like,
some more of the three and take away. Oh, that's actually a great idea. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You love to see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And cookies and cream Hershey's, man. Whew.
Cookies and cream. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh man, that is the best.
It's hard to find that one in the variety pack.
It is.
Because Hershey does a variety pack where it's like old school Hershey. So it's Hershey, the Mr. Good Bar, Crackle, and then like
ooh,
the
crackle.
Special dark chocolate.
Ooh, Crunch and Crackle. Yeah. That's a good option.
That variety pack is the best one.
Yeah.
Because all of those are hitters. Even the dark, I don't like dark chocolate, but the Hershey dark chocolate one is actually really good. Yeah. Crackle's good.
Crackle's a crunch equivalent. The Mr. Good bar is like a Reese's type equivalent.
Yeah.
Because that's actual peanuts, not just like peanut butter. Yeah. Which is why I think I like it over the Reese's.
You like the crunch.
And then of course just a classic Hershey bar. You know, you really can't go wrong with that. That mix
and so. I love about the holidays is when they start giving out the mini Reese's, like it's not too much, it's just like a bite-sized Reese's in the little foil wrap. Yeah. And I could eat those like constantly, unfortunately. Those are the best.
Sometimes they'll do the pump, they have the pumpkin shaped Reese's.
Yes.
those like on Halloween specifically, they hit different, just like the Christmas tree shaped ones.
Like my diet today was the pumpkin Reese's. My diet tomorrow is the Christmas tree Reese's.
Yeah. What's y'all's stance on
the best?
Yeah. What's y'all's stance on candy corn, man? I know there's like hot debate on
garbage.
That.
Garbage.
Get that out of here.
That and licorice.
It's kind of like wax. It's kind of like, just like a flavored wax.
Kinda. Well, there's like that pumpkin one too, where it's like shaped like a pumpkin.
It's garbage.
The same thing. Don't let it fool you.
Zero out of zero.
Zero out of zero.
Snow globes on that one.
And then like if you're giving out licorice, like black licorice or something like that, like the Twizzler stuff. Not only is your egg getting it, not only is your house getting egged.
It's getting teepeed too.
It's getting teepeed. Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Don't be passing around disrespect like that.
I mean, I don't mind Twizzlers, like the cherry and strawberry. The
Twizzlers are okay.
But black
like
licorice?
Twizzler makes like a black licorice.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not about it.
I don't have a taste bud for that.
Again, this is one of those things where it just all tastes the same to me. I can't tell the difference between black and red licorice.
Yeah.
Like the Twizzlers, the red ones and the black ones, I can't. Like, I like it all.
Yeah.
I usually just eat red Twizzlers, but like I can't really tell the difference between red and black ones. I think candy corn, have you seen those videos where people will stack candy corn to make it look like a corn on the cob?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Dude, I saw one where a guy put candy corn on a pizza.
Oh my gosh.
I saw that. And then
underneath it was like, us pineapple, non-pineapple people need to unite to defeat this heresy. Yes. And that's exactly what it is.
That's right. That is right. Oh.
Like, you're either the greatest troll ever or you're genuinely going to go burn.
Yeah. Okay, so... Did you guys ever come across any houses that were teepeed or were egged on Halloween? Because that was also a big thing when I was growing up. I was around a lot of mischievous other children.
Yeah.
And so I did hear about a lot of people teepeeing and egging houses.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever come across that? And how was that?
Yeah,
I never came across anything. I came across one teepeed house.
I think our house got teepeed once, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, our neighborhood was kind of like, it was a nice neighborhood, but like kids were always out.
Every now
and
then, there'd be like a teepee or something like that. But I don't remember anything. Like, I remember one in particular. That's because it was my cousin's house.
Yeah,
and I was like, of course, it's him.
And that's probably why you couldn't find toilet paper during the pandemic, guys. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
that's actually,
you know what I'm saying?
It's actually just a PSA about all the toilet paper that you always
PSA,
did.
Dude. Let's go.
You know, where y'all like wrapping around like the mummy and stuff. Like, this is a perfect time to do that because you got all that toilet paper.
Let's do it, man. All right. So, people that TP, you're doing a disservice to the country and the world.
Exactly.
Especially in these times.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, you can't find toilet paper.
We can't keep TP on the shelves, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Venezuela up in here. Can't find anything on the shelves.
Waiting for Clorox wipes until 2022 because you thought you just put toilet paper up in a tree? you got problems.
You're funny. You're funny, you Mr. TP man.
You think you're funny?
Well, guess what? So is jail time, I guess, for you.
Go to jail, dude. Just go on a night, dude. Go on a night.
Exactly. Go on a night.
Go on a night.
Don't wake up. Don't wake up. Go on a night.
Cool. Well, I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah,
exactly. With a good old PSA.
Served our community.
Yeah, serve our community.
Yeah, no, I love Halloween. I love all the traditions for it. I love throwing a classic Halloween party. I love making witches brew. I love doing pumpkin stuff, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I can't wait for next year. You know, we'll organize something. It'll be even better. This is our first like feeler year, you know, see what the apartment's like. So
yeah,
but yeah, no, I love everything about Halloween. I wish it wasn't dying. I feel like it is, like, less and less kids trick or treat, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, it's over commercialized as every holiday is nowadays. So, but I love it. I love Halloween.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Anyways,
and let's show some love over to Thanksgiving. Let's not forget. Yes. Let's not give. We're gonna have a Thanksgiving episode, guys. Like, we're. Yeah. You know,
we're still in autumn. We're still doing autumn related things.
Yeah. Okay? Like, you can get ready for Christmas, but let's
start buying the stuff.
Yeah.
You can't put it up yet.
Yeah. Not yet. Save the Christmas tree for a little bit longer and let's get ready for some Thanksgiving.
Yes. And show thanks and showing thanks. Be appreciative. Be thankful for everything you get, you receive, everything you give.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the toilet paper in your life now.
Exactly. This is going to be a time to be thankful out of all of them. This is especially important to get Thanksgiving up and running this time around.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, guys. Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. That was our Halloween episode. A little late, but thank you guys. We appreciate you guys listening. Definitely follow us. We have some cool stuff in the works, so we're gonna get to you with that. It's the month of November. It's also my birthday month. I'm gonna be super selfish about that. Please be sure to share, subscribe, tell your friends, family, doctors, au pairs,
specialists,
tell everybody.
Au pairs.
tell them about us, let them know. But yeah, that's been another episode of Thought Arcade. Thanks, guys.
Later.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a positive review and follow us for future episodes. You can follow us on Twitter at ThoughtArcade1 and on Instagram at ThoughtArcade. Thank you for listening and go be great.